Good morning, church. Thanks for joining us here on Church at Home here July 7, 2019. Hopefully you had a great 4th of July and were able to spend time with friends and family. We are in the middle of our series on 1 Corinthians, where Paul has been addressing the Corinthian church and helping them really navigate through some of the problems they were having on really who they were supposed to follow, what foundation they were supposed to build on, as they were allowing culture really to come in and infiltrate the church, rather than the church really taking a stand and understanding in a healthy way how to really work with culture to advance the gospel. And so as a dad would with his kids, he was writing to help really help train them up and grow them into maturity so that they can make the right decisions and understand who really the church was built on and how really to run a successful church, not in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 24 today, it says this. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it as to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." I really appreciate the way Paul wrote here because he understood the value of not just talking a big game, but also understanding the value of I've got to walk this thing out and knowing how to practice self-discipline in his life so that he can actually begin to see the results of what he's actually preaching in his life. And so it's one thing to really talk about what you feel like God is calling you to do, but it's another thing to walk it. And the test becomes in between walking and talking, and am I really going to be what God has called me to be? And in the process of that, am I able to develop the practices of self-discipline in my life to see that come to pass? And so we're not just fighting an aimless fight. We're not just fighting something that is here today and gone tomorrow, but we are ultimately fighting for Jesus Christ because at the end of our life, we want to meet him. That's our goal because that's what we're on our way to do. And so Paul said, but I understand a real clear principle of how I'm supposed to do that. I've got to understand that I've got to apply these things to my life so that I actually can see what I'm preaching actually come to pass in my life, because I believe God is a builder of people and God wants us to become more like him. And so when you look at this word run, the word run actually means to run wide open. It conveys an intense desire to get to the goal as quickly as possible. And so I would venture to say today that a lot of us are not running as quickly as we should. And whether it's because we have things that we're dealing with in our past, or we feel like we're in a situation in our life where we're stuck, I believe that God has called us to really free us from those things so that we can run faster and quicker to the ultimate goal. And I know some of you, and especially women out there, if you know there's a sale going on at Macy's, you know there's a sale going on at Kohl's or Ulta, wherever it is, when you find out what that sale's about, you do everything you can to be able to get there because you know that some of your favorite items are going to be there on sale and on discount and you can't wait to get it. And I know sometimes in our life, we move a little slower than God does because we don't really grasp the fact that he has called us into a relationship with him and that we are in a race, that we are running a race specific to us. And at the end goal, when we cross that finish line, that Jesus is waiting for us right now. And I don't know about you, I don't want to spend any more time wasted on things that I don't think really matter, because ultimately I'm chasing Jesus. And that we need to be chasing Jesus also in our life, because he is the one who's called us. He started this work. He's going to finish it. And he's going to bring us to him eventually so that we can share in the goodness of God and really in the joy that he has prepared for us, not only in heaven, but I also believe here on earth. And so wherever you are in your life right now, what are some of the things in your life that you feel that are slowing you down, that you're not running as fast as you should? And I'm not just talking about age, where you say that, well, listen, it's my age dictates how fast I'm going to run. I'm not talking about your age. You know, I'm not talking about how fast you run physically. I'm talking about really how amped up in your spirit are you at following Jesus? And when he asks you to do something, are you doing it? And so knowing that this life is short and that you have got to have a sense of urgency in your life to run toward God with all that you have, with full purpose, knowing that, yes, it is wide open to what God has called us to run and to be, but there are specific things and there are specific lanes that God has called us to run into in order to get to Him, because not everybody is running at your pace. Not everybody is running and doing what God has called you to do, but what are you doing in order to facilitate God's purpose in your life? And are you seeing Jesus in the process? Because once you see Jesus in the process, it makes it worth the race. It makes it worth the fight, so that you know that I'm not just fighting for just anything, but I am actually fighting for someone, and I am fighting for something that God has called me to walk into in my life, and that it's not just something that I'm doing off the cuff, but I'm actually doing this for a reason. There's a purpose why I'm in the fights and the race that I'm in right now, because God is trying to fulfill His purpose in the earth today through me. And it is important for me to get on really what God is doing so that I can help that as quickly as possible come to pass. And I believe that God, yes, is coming back quicker, and that His return is shorter and imminent than probably what we think it is. And so that really should wake us up to get us to a point of where we feel like, hey, I've got to get my life right, and whatever God is leading me to do, I got to get there, and not worried about what everybody else is doing, but only be concerned about, am I pleasing God, and am I doing what God has asked me to do in my life? And so think of your life right now. What is it right now that you feel like you can't get out of? Or what is it right now that you feel like is chained to your foot, or you feel like is slowing you down or weighing you down? Let's really address those things in our life so that we can really move at a quicker pace toward Jesus, because we know that once we get to Him, things are better. I think of the woman with the issue of blood. When everyone else was around Him and they were touching Him, this one woman bypassed all these people, and somehow her faith touched Jesus, because it's not about how many people are around, but really Jesus' response to faith. And so where is your faith level? And are you going after God with intensity? And are you going after God with purpose? Because you really want to see God come through in your life, and you know that you need a breakthrough in your life. You know that you need God to do something in your life so that you can be free from the things that have been holding you back, and that you really can see God's purpose fulfilled in your life. Because I would venture to say, even right now, that some of you are looking for healing. You're looking for God to bring emotional healing into your life, and you don't know what that looks like. But I can tell you now that if you just continue to draw into Jesus and allow Him to really bring that healing balm into your life and break open some of those places in your life that have been hidden or buried under regret or grief, that God will begin to bring healing and life back, because it is essential that you get emotional healing in your life so that you can really understand not only your value, but understand the value that others have, so that you can really move into what God's purpose is and begin to see others as God sees them as well. Some of you might be looking for financial breakthrough, and you're saying, hey, listen, I got to get to that area of freedom in my life quicker. And that might mean that you have to make some adjustments in your life as far as, hey, I've got to set aside this amount of money. I've got to be more disciplined here. I don't know what it looks like for you, but I believe there's a road that God has marked out for you so that you can get to the place where you need to get quicker. But sometimes it means that you have to adjust the course a little bit and adjust some of the things that you're doing in order to get there. And God is so good, and He's so creative, that He'll give you creative ideas in order to help you get to that place so that you can see the breakthrough and the results that you really want to see in your life. But, and you have to understand also that it doesn't come without a fight. You're not just all of a sudden overnight going to become what God has called you to do. And so if you're here and you're taking notes, the first point was run. Understand the fact that you need to be running in this thing, not jogging. You need to be running. And the second point is fight. You've got to understand really the value of what fighting is and how to fight as a Christian. Every single day we're in a fight. There's a warfare that's going on around us, and there's a fight over our life for us to really step into what God has called us to be. And that is really done through breaking away of the old and understanding the new that God has created in your life, but also really embracing the process of becoming new, because God really is into doing things new in our lives. And that means that we're going to have to allow Him to really move us away from things that are negative and things that are not really helping build us up in our faith, so that we really can see the life of Jesus work through us. And so you've got to fight through some things. You've got to fight through some old tendencies in your life. And maybe for you, you've got to fight through laziness. It's something in your life that maybe has been in your family, or you've been around people who are that way. And God is saying, hey, listen, I need you to really help get past this, because your work ethic is something that really can hold you back. And so I want to help you in your work ethic. You've got to be a better worker, because as you do that, people recognize that, and then promotion comes from that. And so for some of you, it might be just the stigma of your past and understanding that you are not who you were, that God has set you free from that, that God has caused you to be a new person in Him, and that what God is leading you into, He's going to lead you into with confidence, because you're no longer that person, but He has infiltrated your life. He has made the changes that He needs to make in your life, and that you're able to step into what God has called you to step into. And so you've got to really take hold of that and really understand where your identity is and fight for that, and not allow yourself to take a step back and really get back into something that was old or comfortable for you. Because if you've walked with Jesus for any length of time, you know it's not about being comfortable. God won't let you be comfortable. God wants you to grow, and God wants you to really to step into what He has for you. And so hopefully you have people in your life who are helping you get to those areas of success or breakthrough in your life that you want to be at. But first and foremost, you have to understand that the fact is to fight over about what you will be in your life. And the enemy knows what you will be. He understands the influence that you will have. And so you have to really come against that that spirit of division that maybe he tries to bring into your life to get you divided in your emotions, divided in your attention, so that you're really focusing not on Jesus, but on the things that you don't have, and not recognizing that you do have the one that you need to see the things come to pass in your life. And so Jesus is the only one who can navigate you through those rough, difficult waters in your life that you may seem that are really trying to overcome you and trying to overtake you. I know that God is not going to give you anything that you can't handle, and at the same time give you the grace to overcome some of those faulty or patterns or preconceived ideas about God that you have, because I believe that you are stronger than you think, and that sometimes it's a matter of you getting into a really good fight so that you can exercise your faith to see that you are stronger than you think, and you are not the way you used to be in your life. And so God is calling us really to rise up and really get to a place in our life where we are really beginning to see God's purpose come to pass in our life. And that means really sticking with God and really sticking with the course that He has called us to walk in, because it's easier to look at everyone else and see what they're doing and want what they have. But I believe that God wants your eyes to be on Him and what He has for you, because what He has for you is the best. And that requires you shedding away what is good and not profitable for you in your life to go after the best. And so God is so good, and He is so gracious in that, that He allows us to get to that place in our life where we don't want the old and we want the new, so that we really can follow Him in everything that He's called us to follow Him in. And honestly, when you look at this life, sometimes it's difficult to be able to do that, because we settle for things that are convenient. We settle for things that are comfortable. And rather than pushing ourselves past the limits of what we think we can do, we settle for what we think we can do in our life and what we can do in our own strength. And we never test ourselves beyond our own limitations and really begin to see God's strength become perfect in our weakness, so that we can break out of the shells that we have surrounded ourselves in, or we have allowed other people to try to put us in, and to really begin to stretch our muscles and become who God has called us to be in our life. And honestly, sometimes it sucks to be able to do that, because it's a process that takes us away from childhood thinking. It takes us away from things that are not comfortable for us, and it takes us away into things that are really bringing us into a revelation of who Jesus Christ is, and getting us to a place of understanding about His grace in our life, and that He didn't die just for us to settle. He died for us to actually win and to actually go the distance and to be the children of God that He has called us to be, not wavering to and fro with every wind and wave of doctrine that comes in, but an army that He is raising up in order to take the ground that the enemy has stolen in our life. And I know in your life that that there have been times in your life where you feel like, man, I'm just losing ground, or I've lost ground in my life to the enemy. And I believe that God wants you to recover that ground. But that means that you're going to have to really step up, press into God, allow him to mold you and shape you so that you can become the warrior that God has called you to be, to take the ground that God has called you to take. And you're not going to do it in your own strength. You're going to do it in his strength. Because his strength is the only thing that's going to get you through really sometimes the horrors of the fight that you're in and the difficulties of the fight that you encounter in your life. Because if it hadn't been for God, even in your past and even in your life now, you probably wouldn't have made it here today through some of the struggles that God has allowed you to walk through. Because it was in the struggle that made you who you are today. It was in the struggle that produced the power of God in your life. It was the struggle that helped you understand what it meant to really follow Jesus with all your heart, regardless of whether or not everyone else was following him. And it was the struggle that really tested your faith and really tested the fact and asked, helped you answer that question, is Jesus really the first person in my life and the most important person in my life to me? And that is really helped answer that question for you. And that struggle will come to you, and that test will come to you, and you'll have to answer that for yourself. No matter what else is going on in your life, you'll have to answer the fact that Jesus, yes, you are the Son of God. You are the most important thing in my life, and I value what you're asking me to do in our relationship above everything else. And that's what God is looking for. No matter what process is taking place in your life, no matter what death process is taking place inside of you, Paul even said, I die daily, but you understand that as you're dying daily, the life of Christ is really coming out through you. And as the life of Christ is really coming out through you, it's really shining to those that are around you. And it's that that God is trying to get us through. It's that that God is trying to get to in our life, because the life of Christ is in us. But in reality, sometimes it's just hidden under dark places in our life that we haven't allowed God to come in and light up. And so the dark places have to go when Jesus is there. And the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so if the Spirit of God is in your heart, you know that there is liberty that is there. And so if you're not experiencing liberty in your life, you need to ask yourself, why? Am I still walking in condemnation? Am I still walking maybe some unforgiveness in my life? Maybe God has forgiven me, but I haven't forgiven myself, and I haven't allowed myself to come out of the prison that I put myself in. But it's really an awakening for you to say, hey, am I really walking in the power of Jesus? Am I really walking in the light that God has called me to walk in? Because I know that God has called me to win. And thirdly, that is the point, to win. God wants us to win. God didn't die so that we can lose. Yeah, we lose our life so that we can gain it back from him, but it doesn't mean that we're losers. It doesn't mean that God wants us to lose in life. God wants us to win. He's a good father that puts his kids in position to win. He knows what the field looks like. He knows what it's supposed to look like in life. He knows what players need to be on the field. He knows who needs to be in your life. He knows what needs to be in your life so that you can win. He understands how the game is supposed to be played. He knows the tools that need to be introduced into the game so that you actually can win. He knows the type of instruments that you're going to need so that you can actually play those instruments. He knows the type of atmosphere that you need to thrive and to succeed in your life. God knows. He understands it. He set the game up. He knows who needs to be there. And so if God is infiltrating your life right now and doing some things in your life that might seem a little bit out of the ordinary, it's good, because that's who God is. He is out of the ordinary. He is out of the box. He's not going to allow you to put him in a box and say, God, you can only do it this way. Because when God created it, he created it with an ultimate purpose in mind, and he's actually putting you into that position where you need to be in your life, actually to win. And so if you feel like you're not winning, let's take a step back and ask yourself, why am I not winning? Where am I not winning? God, I know that you want me to win. I know you've called me to be an overcomer. Don't settle for less in your life. Don't settle for losing in your life. And that's all you do. I just lose. I never can take advantage of opportunities because that's just who I am. And that's a lie from the enemy. God has given you the ability to take advantage of opportunities. God has given you the ability to create wealth. God has given you the ability to take ground in your life because of the faith that's in you. He's given everyone a seed of faith. God has given you that ability for you to be able to use your talents and gifts. God has given you the ability for you to have healthy relationships. He's given you that ability to do the things that he's asked you to do. And so you are a winner. And don't allow the enemy to tell you that you're not. And so, but sometimes that means you have to go back and not only reevaluate your priorities, but allow God to renovate your thought process and why you think the way you think and what caused you to get there to think that you cannot have what God has called you to have. And so may that be something, a declaration in your life that you make today, that I will have what God has called me to have. God, help me to think like you think. Help me to shed away those practices that are not working for me or those thought processes that I'm not supposed to have so that I can really step into and receive what you have. And really sometimes it's a matter of you just receiving it and understanding that I'm loved by God and receiving the grace that you need to move forward and take the steps in God that you need to take. And so today, look at your life. Look at your life. You are better than what you were, but still God is forming you and changing you so that you can become more like him and eventually understanding what it means to walk in power, love, and a sound mind. But breaking out of the shell of your past, breaking out of the shell of who you think you are is a tough process, but it's worth it. You have to do it in order if you really want to see God's full purpose happen in your life. And so I want to challenge you today during this 4th of July weekend, even though it's church at home, take stock of your life right now. Understand that God wants you to run in such a way that you win the prize at the end and that you're going to have to go through some strict training, some discipline in order for you to get the prize. And when you think about that, knowing athletes, when they go into training, they deprive themselves of certain comfort so that they can get their body and their mind ready for the fight and the battle they're about to go into, because in the end, they want to get the prize. And it's the same way in our life. You have to know that you are going to have to go in through some training, develop some disciplines in your life in order for you to really get to the end of this life and win the race that God has called you to win. Not just win it and not understand what it means to win it, but know that we're actually doing something that's eternal and that's lasting. And so developing those disciplines in your life is crucial, and applying them in your life is crucial. And so it could be for you, it could be, hey, I've got a loose tongue in my life, man. I just fly off the handle and I say things just off the cuff, and I've got no barometer of when to say it. And maybe God is asking you, hey, listen, we got to try to rein in that tongue of yours so that instead of speaking death, that you can speak life. And so that you, when you actually speak, things happen. And so God can be asking you to really yield that part of your life to him and say, hey, listen, God, put a watch gate over my mouth and a guard over my lips. So God, so when I say things that are profitable. I say things that are actually beneficial. And it doesn't mean you're going to get this right, because even the book of James says no one can rule the tongue because it's unruly. And so God says, give me that tongue. Give me your what you're about to say. But at the same time, having to develop the discipline in order to know when to say it. And so it is a fight. It's a struggle. We're in it. We got the flesh and we have the spirit working against one another so that we don't do what we're supposed to do in our life. And so maybe God's trying to help you with that. Maybe it's just a financial habit that God is trying to help you kick. It's just a bad habit that you have. And instead of really allowing God to be first in your life, he's sometimes last. And God says, we got to address this in our life to where I actually am first. So whatever comes in income-wise, I get the first fruits. I get the 10%. And it's not just about the percentage. God says, I want to be first. And so if I'm asking you to give a portion of it back over to me, it's because I want to know that I'm first in your life. And so that you understand that I gave you the ability to create it and actually to work it. And so I pray that God gives you that sense to reprioritize where you're at so that he's first, and so that you can develop some principles to know that I can live on the rest. And so maybe I need to allocate my money a little bit differently. Maybe I need to save a little bit differently, invest a little bit differently, and create maybe a different type of budget for myself that works for me. Whatever it is that you're going to have to really get the wisdom of God, but know that you're creative. And so what works for you may not work for me. And so allow God to use your personality and how he's wired you in order to get you to a place where you're actually seeing some benefit and blessing when it comes to your money. Because whether you realize it or not, we talk about this all the time. When your money is not right, you're not really right all the time, because you're not in a great emotional state, because you're always stressed about money. And I believe that God wants that area of your life to be fixed. He wants that area of your life to be healthy so that you have more than enough. And I believe that God has a God of more than enough. He doesn't want his kids to lack, but he understands the principles of being first in your life. And that as you begin to do that, I believe God will begin to navigate you through some of the tough waters that you might be in. And I venture to say that if you begin to put God first, God will begin to come through for you in areas of your life that you didn't think he would come through for you in. And some of you, that might mean just emotional healing, to be able for you to be able to see that you have the ability to create and actually provide for you and provide for your family. And so whatever it is, and whatever door that you believe that God wants you to have or to open in your life, I believe that you got to put him first, especially in this area of money. It's the only area that he says, test me in, because I believe it's the area that really has the ability to blow open the doors of opportunity in your life and have the really the ability to create healing over the different facets of your life, emotionally, financially, spiritually, as we begin to put God first, and where we begin to understand that, man, he is the first that we should be giving our money over to in every aspect, in every case. And as we begin to do that, God can multiply it and then give you the wisdom of where to put it and where to invest it and what's best for your family. And that is key for you. Some of you, it may be, hey, listen, I got to tighten up some of my relationships. There are some people in my life that I don't feel that can be there anymore like they used to be there. And because God is calling me somewhere else, God is calling me into a different place, and I have to say goodbye to some and begin to receive others. And these are the people that God has called me to do life with, and God has called me really to invest in, and God has called me to lead. God has called me really to help navigate them through some of their tough waters in their life. And I've got to tighten up some of my relationships. Who's for me? Who's in it? Who's with me? And allow these people to be around you to help push you toward the destiny that God has called you to walk in your life. And that is essential in your life. Think back over your life, the people who have left you, the people who God has said, hey, listen, it's time for you to say goodbye and to let go. Because God knew that those are the people that were not going to help you get to where you need to be. They might have been good for them, but they're not good for now. And God said, it's time for other people to come in. And these are the people I'm going to help bring healing into your life. These are the people I'm going to help change your mindset with. These are the people I'm going to help really give you the ability to think differently and push past your limitations. You want people in your life like that. Don't be around people who are small-minded. Be around people who have bigger minds than you. Being around people who are like-minded like you, so that you can think like them and so that you can begin to push past barriers or in your own mind as far as what's possible in your own life. Push past that. You're capable of more. Your mind is capable of more. They say that once your mind is stretched beyond a certain point, and when you begin to create and you begin to see things differently, it's really very difficult for you to go back and think the other way like you used to. And so even in your own life, don't try to go back to the old way of thinking. Don't try to go back to an old pattern. God says, we're not doing that anymore. I've stretched your mind to such a point right now that you can't. And so don't be the person you were. Continue to be the person you are and allow the other people around to help you raise to the level of awareness in God that you are, but also really push you toward the destiny that you're supposed to be in your life. Let's break out of that, man. Break out of that mindset that says, well, I have to keep people in my life because, well, they need me. In reality, they need Jesus. And so you're going to have to learn to let people go and also at the same time understand that there are other people that God is going to bring into your life who need to be there in a healthy way. So whatever in your life right now that you feel like is ailing you or bringing you some discomfort in your life, or you feel like, man, I don't feel like this is where God wants me to be anymore, it's probably there for a reason. God wants you to really move into the next season of your life, and he's calling you to do that. But you can't do that if you're holding on to the old. God says you can't hold on to the old and then walk into the new. I'm not going to put new wine in old wineskins. It just doesn't work that way. And so we've got to really deal with some of that stuff. And I think really it comes down to a trust issue. Do we trust God that he is sovereign and in control in our life, and that he knows who should be there and what should be there? And that if we can trust him in the process, we know that he's going to get us to where we need to be in our life. And so as we're running and as we're fighting and as we begin to win in our life, those are the things that excite us and are exciting because we actually can see that God is for us, and that when we see that God is for us, it changes everything. When you know that there's someone in your life that is for you no matter what, who's with you in your corner, it causes you to do things that you thought you couldn't do before and to really test the limits of what you think you can do and really break through in your life. And so I pray that God gives you such a revelation of who He is in your life and that He is so for you that it causes you to leave those things that are behind and you press on toward the things that are in front, knowing that He is in front. He is the one who is waiting for you. He is the one who's been in it with you. He is the one who wants to see His purpose operated in your life. He is the one that you can trust. He is the one who's navigating the waters in your life. He is the one who is constructing and building something great in your life. He is the one who is pouring out His Spirit in your life. He is the one who's giving you the ability to do the things that He's asked you to do. Him, Jesus Christ, He's the chief cornerstone. He's the one who we're after. He's the pearl of great price. He's the one that we're supposed to be portraying to the earth today. He's the one who's supposed to be shining through us today. And so if God is stirring that up in your life and saying, hey, listen, I want this to become real between you and I, that's great, because God is wanting to do something great through you. And so let's get to the point in our life where that is actually a reality, where He is so real to us that the things that are counterfeit don't have a chance in our life because of who Jesus Christ is. And the lies that used to work don't work anymore because we know who the truth is. And we know that once we know the truth sets us free. We can't walk in a lie anymore. And so I pray today in Jesus' name that God would break every lie off your life, that He would break off every old thought pattern, every old way of thinking, every old philosophy that you might have about who Jesus is and about how your life should go. And I pray that the new would rise up in Jesus' name, and that you would begin to walk in authority and a confidence and a power and the way that God has called you to walk in, because that's who He is. And that new nature in your life would overtake that old nature, and that instead of walking in what was, you will walk in what is and have an eye on what will be in your life. And that desire to see Jesus Christ not only rule and reign in your life forever, but rule and reign in your life now, will overtake anything else that is taking place in your life, any circumstance, any person, and that zeal for God in your life will cause other people to want to know who He is, and the reality of Jesus Christ will be spread throughout the earth today because your faith and your tenacity in Him. And so I pray that you would run in such a way to get to the goal as quickly as possible. Get through it quickly to know that He's on the other end of it. Fight through it. You might have to cry through it. You might have to let things go through it, but get through it and understand that on the other end, it's worth it. It is worth it because God has called you to win. He's called you to win in life. Ultimately, we do win, but He's called you to win in life. And I pray that revelation of who Jesus is will become so real to you, so real to you, that it will cause others to want to know what you have. And I pray this in Jesus' name, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thanks for joining me today. I pray that you guys have a great week, and we'll see you guys back at church on July 14th. Have a great day.